Today on Gardening in a Minute, Oriental Persimmon. Oriental persimmons were first introduced to Florida in the mid-1800s and have been enjoyed ever since. The savory orange-colored fruits are high in fiber as well as vitamins A and C. Oriental persimmons are classified as either astringent or non-astringent. Astringent cultivars must be completely ripe and soft before they're suitable for eating. Non-astringent types can be eaten while fully ripe or while still firm. The fruits ripen from August to December. Persimmon trees are best suited for central and north Florida. Plant yours in full sun in well-drained soil. They prefer a neutral or slightly acidic soil pH. Persimmons can withstand short periods of drought, but do best with regular watering. They can also be trained as hedges or even espaliers. For more information about growing fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, border grasses. An easy way to add definition between your lawn and landscape beds is to plant border grasses. These clump-forming perennials can range in size from 2 inches to 2 feet tall. One of the most widely planted border grasses is liriope, sometimes called monkey grass or Aztec grass. Liriope has solid green or variegated foliage, depending on the variety. Some bloom in spring with small purple flowers. Mondo grass is another popular border grass. It has deep green, variegated, or black foliage and ranges from 2 to 24 inches in height. It's sometimes planted as a ground cover, creating a shade-tolerant lawn alternative. Border grasses are relatively low maintenance once established, though they'll look better if you mow or cut them back in late winter or early spring. For more information about border grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about greens. Greens are an important part of Southern cooking. Mustard, collard, and turnip greens all belong to the cabbage family, and they're a good source of vitamin A, calcium, and iron. The peak season for greens in Florida is October through March. You should plant greens in the fall, a few weeks after you've added compost or organic matter to the soil. Let the plants grow for at least 6 to 8 weeks before you harvest them. Wash freshly harvested leaves well to remove all grit, and then cool them immediately in the refrigerator. They're best when cooked within a day or two of harvest. Chop your greens and boil them in a pot. You can even save the nutritious cooking liquid for dipping your cornbread. For more information about greens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chase Tree. Chase tree is a large, deciduous flowering shrub or small tree that's also known as vitex. It puts on a show from late spring through fall with its attractive bluish-purple flowers clustered along tall spikes. Chase tree also features aromatic gray-green foliage, making it a nice backdrop for other landscape plants. A few other perks of chase tree are its drought tolerance and ability to attract wildlife. Butterflies feed on the nectar in its flowers, and small birds enjoy eating its seeds. Plant chase tree in full sun or partial shade. Be sure to leave it room to grow since this vase-shaped plant can reach 10 to 15 feet tall and 15 to 20 feet wide. Why not give this attractive Florida-friendly plant a try? For more information about chase tree and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wildlife corridors. Wildlife corridors are increasingly important in Florida as natural areas continue to be converted into urban areas. Sometimes called green corridors, these ribbons of land wind between developed areas and connect habitats for wildlife. If you live in a community that's still growing, you can help by encouraging the developers to plan thoughtfully and preserve natural areas, including both dry and wet areas. The size and the shape of the preserved corridors will affect what animals will use them. Animals like mammals, lizards, and turtles that walk from one area to another find safer passage through continuous corridors, while some birds can fly between more fragmented areas of habitat. In your own yard, you can help by including gradual transitions between your landscape and any natural areas. For more information about protecting wildlife, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.